Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and this is Entertainment. Next Monday, August the 27th, in Britain, is a national holiday, or what we call a bank holiday. And several thousand people will be heading off to a small village in Wales, which is hosting the World Bog Snorkeling Championships. What is this sport, bog snorkeling, I hear you ask? Well, first, you have to know what a bog is. A bog is an area of land in the countryside which is always soft and wet. When you walk through it, your feet might get stuck and it makes a squelching noise. The particular bog in question is what's known as a peat bog. So that's a bog, and what about the snorkeling part? Well, normally snorkeling is what you do on holiday in the warm blue sea, swimming with your head underwater, breathing through a plastic tube called a snorkel. Bog snorkeling, then, is a combination of those two things. And to learn more about it, I spoke to one of the organisers and founders of the World Bog Snorkeling Championships, Gordon Green.
What we've done is we've dug a trench in the peat bog so that it fills with a nice dirty water.
Gordon says that they dig a trench in the bog. A trench is a kind of an oblong hole, and when they dig this trench in the bog, it fills up with dirty water, which the competitors, the people taking part in the competition, have to swim through. Listen again. This time, listen out for how long the trench is and how far the competitors have to swim. Gordon uses the traditional measurement of a yard. A yard is about 0.9 of a metre, so nearly a metre.
What we've done is we've dug a trench in the peat bog so that it fills with a nice dirty water. And the trench is 60 yards long, and the competitors have to swim two lengths of this bog, so they're swimming 120 yards.
The trench is 60 yards long, and the competitors have to swim two lengths. That's 120 yards, which is about 110 metres. Gordon goes on to explain more about the rules.
Bog snorkeling is a sport where you have to breathe through a snorkel. You can use flippers, and the majority do use flippers, but you have to breathe through a snorkel, and you're not allowed to do a crawl or a breaststroke. You have to keep your arms straight in front of you or do a dog paddle.
The competitors aren't allowed to use any traditional swimming strokes like front crawl or breaststroke, though they can use what we call a doggy paddle, a way of swimming using your arms like a dog uses its legs when swimming. They have to breathe through a snorkel, and they can wear flippers or fins on their feet.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Swimming is now not the only bog snorkeling event. If you want to, you can also try mountain bike bog snorkeling. I asked Gordon to describe that.
We've dug a deeper trench, and we have to have a special bike. Produce what we do is we fill the frame full of lead. We put water in the tires instead of air. We've got lead weights on the bike, and the person that's riding it has to wear a lead belt around his waist or her waist, and also lead in a rucksack. So we've got the correct buoyancy so that when you cycle under the water, you can actually do that and breathe through your snorkel. They have to then cycle underwater, and it's like cycling in treacle. It's very hard work, and that's become a very popular event as well.
So the trench for the mountain bike event is deeper, and the contestants ride a special bike with lots of weight. They have to cycle through the bog underwater, again, breathing through the snorkel. I then asked Gordon how it all started. Where did the idea come from to get people to swim through or cycle through dirty water in a field? And how long has it been going?
Well, it started, like all these things do, late at night in a in a pub when we'd all been drinking, and we were wanting to raise some money for a charity at the time, and someone said they didn't know anything in their garden but a bog, and then someone else said, well, let's swim in it, and that's how it came along.
And when was this?
And that was some 18 years ago now, so we've been running it a long time.
Gordon says it started 18 years ago with a plan after a night drinking in the pub, but it is all for a good cause. The money that they get from the competition, you have to pay to enter and pay to go and watch, goes to support a charity. That's all from this edition of Entertainment.